Free Talk Live. It is the live Christmas Day edition of the program. We are here in the studio with you. It's Ian here.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so do enjoy those. freetalklive.com. Everything there on the house. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free Packet 8 line for you. And everything is operating as normal. It is just as though it is another day here on Free Talk Live. So don't hesitate to take control of the airwaves and share with us whatever's on your mind. Maybe it's some sort of a Christmas Day story. Maybe, I don't know how often this happens on Christmas Day, but sometimes when families get together, you're essentially getting together with, it's a group of strangers. I mean, let's be honest, okay? Family is what? A group of strangers that you're born into. Some of them are great.
And you get to know them, so they're no longer strangers.
And you get to know them, but that doesn't mean... that it, what I'm pointing out here is that people seem to have this affinity for family that doesn't make any logical sense.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, you're born into this group of strangers. There's a chance that some of these people are pretty good people. There's also a chance, on the other hand, that some of them are lousy scumbags. And it seems that people seem to give their family members who are lousy scumbags a pass more often than they would give anybody else who is a lousy scumbag a pass. And the family members who are low, scummy people sort of just get away with more crap simply because, well, he's family. And I just kind of find that all sort of silly. So did you get together with some scummy family members today, and was there a fight that broke out or anything like that? This happens at some gatherings.
You do want to hear the dirt, don't you?
I haven't heard a good fight story yet this holiday season. I mean, there was one during the Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving Black Friday sale, but anyway. So tell us about your day or whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. You and I, Mark, have had a heck of a day.
Yeah, we've been working all day.
We've done double duty. In fact, Gardner Goldsmith, our friend, and he appears on the show from time to time, took a day off from doing his local radio show here in New Hampshire, so we filled in for him. So we're actually now doing our fourth hour of radio today.
Yeah, this is the fourth hour. That's right. And, you know, about an hour's worth of show prep goes into... each show.
But believe it or not, we're not going to repeat any content.
No, that would be silly, because then you wouldn't know what you said previously. It would be very difficult.
So I've got so much to talk about here tonight, it's hard to even decide where to start. I guess in celebration of Christmas, we're going to be talking about atheism.
Oh,
I figured last year, we talked about the pagan roots of Christmas? I didn't really want to cover that ground again. And in fact, I think we touched on it earlier in this year, how a lot of the symbols of Christmas... like the Christmas tree. In fact, the Christmas holiday, the time of year that it happens at.
Mm-hmm.
All these things actually borrowed from paganism. Very interesting. And you can do your own research on that online. But let's start with how Texas is ringing in the new year. I know, it's not quite New Year's, but get ready, Texas residents. Because if you're a smoker, you're going to be paying significantly more for cigarettes starting January 1st. When the excise tax increases... 343% per pack. In a move that health experts hope will discourage folks, especially teens, from lighting up, the state tax increase going from 41 cents per pack to $1.41 per pack.
Wow.
And when you say it's a dollar increase, it doesn't sound as big as 343% increase. But it's still a big increase. I mean, a dollar going up from 41 cents to $1.41? I mean, that's tremendous.
It's a big increase, and, you know, when you think about how many packs of cigarettes the average smoker smokes in a year, that's a lot of dollars.
Exactly, and
all those people that smoke.
Actually, this afternoon when we were on Gardner's show, we were talking about smokers and how much they smoke and how much it costs them, because we were talking about poor people. Well, now we're going to make poor people even more poor, because they're not going to stop smoking. They're going to just pay through the nose for their cigarettes now.
Yeah. Unfortunately, addiction's that way. It's unlikely that those people are going to, be quitting because of the price of cigarettes.
Of course, they could always order them online, or maybe stop by nearby Arkansas, Louisiana, where taxes there are only going to be 59 cents and 36 cents per pack, respectively.
Mm.
So if you're going to bulk up and stock up on cigarettes, it might just be worth the drive.
Or if you've got a relative... that lives in one of those states, you can just have them send them to you.
Some smokers say legislators... Oh, by the way, the tax increase will help pay for school property tax cuts, say they. Some smokers say legislators went too far, while the convenience store industry worries the steep price increase will lead to more black market sales and cut into legitimate sales of tobacco products. but others argue that health issues should trump all else. The American Cancer Society Texas chapter says, quote, the cigarette tax, more than anything, will have the most significant impact in stopping kids from ever starting smoking because they're so price sensitive. Really? So raising the price of cigarettes, is they're doing it for the kids because kids are going to stop buying cigarettes.
Sure.
The same kids who can afford marijuana and cocaine and other hard drugs are going to stop buying cigarettes?
If that's so, is the money going to youth organizations?
The money is going to allegedly help pay for school property tax cuts, which I find hard to believe.
Yeah, me too.
The Texas tax increase will push the price of a single pack of cigarettes to around $4.50. So it was around $3.50. An estimated 143,000 Texas adults will quit smoking, and a projected 284,000 teens will never start smoking as a result of the tax increase, according to the American Cancer Society guy. About 3.3 million Texans currently smoke, based on a 20% adult smoking rate in the state. I don't know where they get their numbers from. Maybe they've taken polls and people claim that they stop smoking because the price goes up? I find it hard to believe. It's a pretty heavy-duty addiction. I mean, they say nicotine is as addictive as heroin, don't they? Or more so?
I think it's just, maybe they do, but it's just indicative of people not liking smoking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't like smoking. I think we should raise the taxes.
And finding an excuse to ban it.
And you know, that's essentially what they want to do. I mean, you know, if they raise it to $100 a pack of cigarettes, they would be happy. Because then fewer people will smoke. Well, then what about...
It all goes underground.
Yeah. What about the people that are, you know, going to rob people in order to get their nicotine habit fulfilled?
They don't think about that.
No, they don't care.
Texas taxpayers spend about $1.5 billion a year, said, for treating tobacco-related illness in the Medicaid program for low-income people. So once again, factoring in the socialized medicine factor here. Most smokers don't realize they'll soon be paying considerably more for their habit, said a longtime smoker of San Antonio, Ms. Gertrude Lizowski. She says they're going to get a terrible shock when January 1st comes around. A one-pack-a-day smoker will pay nearly $50 a month in tobacco excise and sales taxes, says Lizakowski. That's pretty heavy for smokers in Texas. I think it's unfair because it targets one class of people. Lizowski has been smoking for 66 years and doesn't plan to stop now. Quote, am I going to quit just because cigarettes go up $10 a carton? No. Why should I? It's an addiction. It's a withdrawal thing, just like drugs, and it's hard on your nerves, she said about quitting. She recently stocked up with 7 cartons so she could save herself $70 in new taxes before the new year rolls around. So you take that attitude on the part of smokers and draw it out over all of the smokers in Texas, and I don't know. I don't understand how they can guess that 143,000 Texas adults are going to quit smoking as a result of an extra dollar tax. I don't see how that's going to be the case. And if they did raise, if you can explain it to me, 800-259-9231. So if they do raise the tax by, say, $5 a pack, something fairly prohibitive, all that's going to do is bring in the black marketeers to undercut, or gray marketeers, whoever you want to call them, to undercut the legitimate price, to offer cigarettes at half of the retail value, and make buku bucks, because they'll get them from another state, truck them in on an 18-wheeler, and start dealing them out. And
you know, what's reprehensible about this is that what people are doing when they do this is wanting to control other people's lives. They're wanting to control some habit that doesn't affect them. Now, if somebody doesn't want smoking in their business, they can very well stop that anytime they want.
Sure.
If you don't want smoking on the sidewalk, well, then we've got a problem about public property.
Correct.
You're not talking. If you don't want to be around a smoker, well, don't go to their house. If you don't want them to smoke at your house, don't let them. I mean, these are problems that can be handled very, very easily. We don't have to put this. I don't think people should smoke. It's bad. You know, these laws in place. It's so weird and petty.
But what about the children? A projected 284,000 teens will never start smoking as a result of the tax increase.
Well, what about telling your kids that smoking's bad and keeping an eye on them and having some responsibility for raising your own children?
Alcohol is expensive, too, and I don't see the price of alcohol preventing teens from getting their hands on it. Teens have expendable income. I don't think they're factoring that in here. They've got a lot of expendable income. They don't have to pay rent. More's on the way. 800-259-9231, the live Christmas Day edition of Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Ted Anderson from Midas, December 22nd, 2006. Gold 619. Ounce gold coins are at 639.64, 322.37 for half, 161.19 for quarter ounce coins. That's 639.64, 322.37, and 161.19. 1971. Nixon closes the gold window. Fiat currency. 1920s. The German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995. Gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997. Gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998. Gold jumps 2/3 over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses 1/5 of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over half to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Bereshit's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost half of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. The Monday edition, Christmas Day edition, here in the studio with you, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photo, and we put it up on the site. You can see what I mean. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, and ladies, you can get involved as well. Shrine.freetalklive.com. Also, register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 25th of 2007. Meet libertarian superstars like John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be there. freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That is freestateproject.org/libertyforum to get registered and get more information. So we were talking about this Texas cigarette tax, and there's a little bit more, some interesting factoids we'll get to here in a moment. But I want to go to the phones first, since people are actually calling in on Christmas Day, which is refreshing, because we went through 3 hours of radio in little New London, New Hampshire this morning and got nothing. So we go to the phones right away. Let's talk to George in D.C. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amplifier line.
Hey, guys. Long time no yelling.
Hey, man.
Hey, what's happening?
How are you? What's on your mind?
I got an announcement to make. I just got in a Christmas present to the South of Liberty. I joined the First 1000. So it's official. TSA George is a member of the First 1000.
Wow. Congratulations, George. What was it that encouraged you to make that decision?
I didn't want to see the thing die, and I'm probably going to try to, starting in 2008, try to get up there anyway to New Hampshire. So I figured, what the hell? Try to get a transfer over there. But I just got to go to, like, Australia first, because I've been saving up for several years for this thing. And
wait, just a trip to Australia?
No, after my trip to Australia, I've been saving up for and wanted to go there for about 14 years now.
Wow! So you just sort of always wanted to visit Australia, and you're finally gonna go.
Yeah, but I gotta go before I move because otherwise it's gonna be too expensive, and then I'm gonna have to put it off, you know, even more.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, I'm making a lot of calls to people for this First 1000, and what I'm telling them is, you know, if you think you can make it, if you're pretty sure that you can make it, but you're kind of on the fence and you don't want to promise, if you don't know for sure that you can make it, well, I can assure you, you don't know for sure anything in life. All you're doing is pledging that you're going to make it. That's all. And you know, if you're pretty sure, let's go ahead and sign up, because we need 1,000 people, and I think it's really important to the Free State Project that the First 1,000 makes it.
Awesome. George, anything else you wanted to share?
No, that's about it. Like I said, I just gotta go sign up and do that, and that's about it.
Congratulations, man. We'll see you in New Hampshire, and thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line, as we go to John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, John.
Hi, guys.
Hey there.
Hey, it's interesting. I follow George. I like to quote him there. He says, what the hell? Come on up to New Hampshire. It's interesting because that's exactly what I was calling about the First 1,000 pledge.
Mm-hmm.
I was at a party on Saturday for Lauren Canario. And it was really kind of amazing, and I wanted to share this with the listeners. Among the things that she kept in mind while she was in prison after the thugs down in Connecticut dragged her in was the First 1,000 pledge, which I thought was really interesting.
Yeah.
When she went in, the numbers were kind of low, and she was concerned whether we're going to make it or not. And it's something that stayed on her mind. And she said that she sent out some pleas to folks to sign up. There's a lot of people that are on the fence that are just kind of procrastinating. And so I don't know where the numbers are now because my computer's crashed, but at the party they...
805.
That's what?
805.
Oh, I thought it was higher. But so we're at the party, and they're pulling up the numbers, and we're within striking distance. I mean, if we remind people to just get off the fence... you know, nobody's asking anybody to go to prison or, you know, show the kind of bravery that she's done. There's plenty of things to do up here.
Absolutely.
And among the things is to be with these fantastic people. There's all kinds of activity from political activism to civil disobedience to just helping out folks, whether they're building a home or moving in. It's a really wonderful
there's so
community.
Much to do.
It feels like family.
You're right, and there's so much to do. You really have to pick and choose what you want to do. Otherwise, you'll drive yourself crazy trying to do everything.
I guess my point with it, that there's so much to do. People maybe, you know, when they hear some of the extreme examples, they think, geez, I don't know, that might be a little more than I want to commit to. Well, you know, not everybody is doing the extreme stuff. There's a lot of people working in a lot of ways, and this has a real... family feel to it. The community that we're building here is fantastic, and I got to tell people, you know, I moved up here. It was easy for me because I only came up, you know, just
you're in Massachusetts,
over the border, and so for me it was easy. And I don't want to preach to people that they ought to do something I wouldn't do. That was 3 years ago that I moved.
Well, I think it's valuable to just have you here talking about how excited you are to be a part of this movement and pointing out, and I think rightly so, I think you're right. I think the stars, you know, these activist superstars get a lot of attention, and we forget about the ones who are behind the scenes writing letters to the editor. We forget about the ones who are maybe just holding a sign on the side of the road. And
I guess that's kind of my point, that I really want to emphasize that for the listeners. You're hearing about these superstar activists. Everybody's not expected to do this. That's a handful of people. We're all learning. We're supporting in various ways.
Yep.
I have to tell people, come to New Hampshire. You will be so glad you did. And you know what? I could just go on.
I know you could. And I'm
it's
only
the happiest thing. It's the best thing I have ever done in my life, is to move up here.
How exciting is it, though, John? Just imagine, I mean, it's the end of 2006 as we enter the final week of 2006. Imagine where we'll be in a year from now, where a couple more hundred people may have moved into the state by then. Imagine the increase in activity that we're going to have as a result of that. I think it's just going to get more and more exciting as every year goes by. And, John, thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks, guys.
Sir.
I would totally agree that, there's been some action by the very few people that are that have moved for the Free State Project mm-hmm. already, and we're seeing success. We've had one Free Stater has already been elected to office.
Right.
This program hasn't even started yet.
Well, only so many could actually run for office, and only people who've been here for 2 years could run for that particular House representative.
Right. You had to have been here 2 years already
right.
and established residency and that kind of thing.
Two more years that we're going to have even more that have been here longer that could run for that office.
Absolutely. I would think that there would be, I would imagine that there's going to be Free Staters elected in the 2008 election.
I would think you're right.
There's local elections in 2007, and I intend to run for a local office.
You and a bunch of other people as well, because it's easy to do that.
It
here
is.
In New Hampshire. It's
and
easy to run for state house in New Hampshire. It's just incredible.
Yeah, I would like to address what John said about the pledge bank number. It has gone down a little bit, and that's because Pledge Bank went through and called out some obvious fraud.
Right. There's been some controversy that has sort of erupted over the weekend in regards to the first 1,000 pledge, and I think it's probably pretty important to talk about it here on Free Talk Live, simply because, well, there's controversy going on the Free State Project forum, also the NHFree.com forum, and people are getting upset, and it's understandable because we're so close, right?
Yeah. I mean, whenever crunch time occurs, people get upset.
Right. Here we are, and they're upset as well because this is a big thing. I mean, the first 1,000 pledge is a big deal for the Free State Project. Well, it turns out that there were several dozen allegedly fake signatures on the first 1,000 pledge that have been outed, and we'll come back with details on this. 800-259-9231, your thoughts as well about anything. That's on your mind. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line. And this is Free Talk Live.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today, or visit TornadoAir.com.
Oil is oil.
Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, Monday edition, the Christmas Day edition of the show. It's Ian here with...
And Mark.
And you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 1-800-259-9231 is the Packet8.net toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The archives are there, an entire year's worth of the show. Front page of the website for your downloaded convenience, and all completely free at freetalklive.com.
Does your company have a bunch of unpaid receivables just sitting out there? Try SACL CAI. They do collection in a whole new way. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. They record every customer interaction so you can check their work. Let SACL CAI handle any or all of your accounts receivable needs. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support FTL.
That's right. All right, so SACL CAI talking about the First 1000 pledge and some controversy that erupted over the weekend. Now, just so, just in case you're just tuning in, the First 1000 pledge is a it's a part of the Free State Project, which is a group that is working towards moving as many liberty-oriented individuals to New Hampshire as we possibly can. And the First 1000 is intended to have a 1,000 people essentially sign this agreement that says, if 999 other people will do so, I will move myself to New Hampshire by the end of 2008. That's essentially what it says. And we've been pushing it for several months here on Free Talk Live. The First 1000 pledge was created in the beginning of 2006. Its window where it is to end, the pledge period, is to end in a week from today. It's to end at the end of this year. And the concept is pretty simple. Get 1,000 people to sign. Well, we're up over 800 at this point. And over the weekend, the number was all the way up into like the 820 range.
Right.
And it dropped drastically back to something like 790-something. And I
think it was a little farther than that.
May have been further.
I called... almost 50 names.
I wasn't tracking the exact numbers, but nonetheless, a big chunk were taken out, and as you might imagine, it stirred up some controversy on the message board surrounding the project. And I, you know, fingers have been pointed at me on this one because I had revealed publicly on the message board an easy way to cheat the first 1,000 pledge. I had essentially said, if you had wanted to cheat the first 1,000 pledge, you could use this website, Dodgeit.com. And there are other sites that are similar to Dodgeit. And
this is sort of one of the things that people get upset about the internet for in general.
Giving out information.
Yeah, too much information. Right. Like, for instance, if there's information on how to build a bomb, somehow the person who put the information out on how to build a bomb is responsible and culpable for
when
blowing people
built
up.
Right.
I personally would not put information on the internet about how to build a bomb. And I think what you were doing, this is what I saw, was that you were saying, look, there's fraud out there. There's going to be fraud. And I can tell you easily and quickly commit fraud.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't in any way, I think this is a continued part of your statement, that doesn't in any way mitigate the first 1,000 program or what it's about. It just means that there's going to be fraud anyway.
Well, that's true. And I think that it's a very easily defrauded system. I mean, essentially the website works like this. Dodgeit.com, and I'm sure the same people will be angry that I'm even mentioning it on the air, but I mean, at this point, the damage is done, right? So Dodgeit.com allows you to go in, and this is a very useful site, not just to scam a system like this, but to, for instance, if you want to protect your privacy.
Right.
Like if you're going to sign up for, a porn site or something that you don't want them to sell your email address, any site that you don't trust, if you don't want to give them your real email address, what you do is you can go to Dodgeit.com and type in Mark, or I'm sure there might already be a Mark, but, you know, MarkEdge@Dodgeit.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a receive-only email address. You don't go through any sort of account setup or anything like that. Anybody can go and access MarkEdge@Dodgeit.com. Anybody in the world. And so what you do is you go to your questionable website, you put in that email address when you sign up, it sends you the confirmation to that email address, you check it at Dodgeit.com, you get the email that you were looking for, and the website that you signed up for doesn't have any idea what your real email address is. So it's a very cool site.
Yeah, it's essentially you get an email address without a lot of work in entering, because you could go to Yahoo and make a bunch of fake email addresses.
Sure.
It could certainly be done. It just takes longer than it does with this site. Now, we're talking about libertarians here, people who want to protect their identities often. There's often in the groups. I'm not one of these people. But, there's people that like their privacy,
right,
in the libertarian movement, the liberty movement, and the patriot movement. And they would be the sort that would use Dodgeit. So there's probably some legitimate folks that signed up with using this site or one of the many other multitude of sites out there that are just like this one.
And there's also a chance that those names were removed from the pledge as well. That's something they're trying to determine. And I don't think they possibly can, because obviously PledgeBank has to keep their email addresses private.
Well, I think
there's a privacy policy in effect.
The leadership of the Free State Project is going to do its very best to be to make sure that the people that are legit are on and that the people that are fakes are off.
But the point
is, I think they're supposed to do that.
I understand that. But my point, the whole way has been that there's no way to tell who is real and who isn't with this system. If somebody uses the Dodgeit.com domain name to create an email address, you can't tell who created it.
Right.
It's a completely anonymous system. And so it's problematic, and that's one of the reasons I pointed it out. But then they got angry at me for pointing it out, because apparently somebody went and signed up a whole bunch of times from the Dodgeit email addresses. And then now they've been caught, and they've been removed, and I presume they're probably on the lookout for Dodgeit. Also, I believe Mailinator is another one. There's a few other different services that do similar things.
I don't know about them, but okay.
I presume they would be on the lookout for this sort of thing. But I think also they were angry at me because I sort of had this sort of whatever attitude about it. Like, so let me run this one by you, Mark, and see what you think about it. And you guys as well at 800-259-9231. Is it, should I be as morally outraged as some of these people on the message board? Like, for instance, if I hadn't had posted that link, and maybe whoever it was that did the scamming didn't see the link and didn't get the idea into their head, because I think that's the presumption as to what's happened. If that didn't happen, and somebody went ahead and scammed the system anyway, and they didn't discover it, first 1,000 may have gotten to 1,000 signatures on a fraudulent basis. Now, we're hoping, obviously, that it gets there legitimately.
Right.
But if it reached 1,000 signatures on a fraudulent basis, and let's take a big number, let's say 300 of the 1,000 signatures were fake. Now, I don't think that's the case, otherwise they probably would have wiped out a lot more than what they did. But let's just say 300 of the 1,000 signatures are fake. Well, that means that up to 700 people would be moving to New Hampshire as a part of the first 1,000 pledge. Now, you could make the point that, well, the pledge says, I'll move if 999 other people will move. And therefore, it's immoral. Therefore, it's fraud. Therefore,
oh, it's fraud. I would totally agree with that. But I think that when they picked the first 1,000 number, at least I should hope this, or you know, sort of in the back of their minds, they were thinking, well, there's going to be a certain amount of fraud, and that's why we're picking the number that we're picking. They didn't pick the first 500; they picked the first 1,000.
Right.
And I would think that you would have the expectation that there would be a certain amount of fraud. My question to you is this.
Yeah.
If I signed up for the first 1,000 and some weird stuff happened, I inherited $10 million from mm-hmm. my uncle, but in his will he said, but you have to stay in the state of Florida yep. in order to keep it. And I didn't go as a part of the first 1,000. Did I commit fraud?
No,
I mean,
of course
I signed
not.
Up, but
absolutely
I'm not going.
You had an intention. There's no legal agreement there.
Right.
But that would violate the entire pledge because then only 998 people were
right.
going.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
So and would those 998 people, should they find out that you didn't go, throw up their hands in the air and say, forget this, I'm not going? Of
right.
course not.
Are they,
hold on.
Wait. Yeah. And, you know, the other thing is there's going to be people move to New Hampshire by the end of 2008 that didn't sign up for the first 1,000
That's
program
true.
Because the first 1,000 program made it. Because
right.
it was successful, and they know in their hearts that people are moving to New Hampshire for liberty.
Which is my point is, yes, it is immoral, yes, it is wrong to fudge the signatures. But on the other hand, I don't think it's that big of a deal, because I'd rather have some people move to New Hampshire than none at all. I mean, we know they're going to come anyway, and we know even if the first 1,000 doesn't make it, and we hope it does, even if it doesn't make it, they're going to probably retool the project and focus more on getting people to move sooner rather than later and not have any more of these little sign up in advance, just like move, essentially.
Yeah, I think that's the right thing to do.
I want to come back and hit this more, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, and we want to hear what you think about the fraud on the first 1,000 pledge. Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Attention, attention everyone! A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wristies is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wristies provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest, Wristies provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wristies now at wristies.com. That's Wristease, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, wristease.com. Once again, wristease.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
It's the Christmas Day edition of Free Talk Live. That's right. We're here in the studio actually performing this show for you, unlike virtually every other talk host in the industry. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website and enjoy all the features there for free. It's at freetalklive.com. Those other radio talk show hosts who love taking time off also love to charge you for their website. We don't do that either. So enjoy all that. But if you want to help support the show, then you can go and buy some stuff at our store, the Free Talk Live store at store.freetalklive.com. We've got Free Talk Live t-shirts and hats. We've got the Free Marketeer flag, DVD archive, collector's sets, all there for you. store.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the first 1,000 pledge with the Free State Project and how it is that there's a controversy that erupted over the weekend in regards to some fake signatures on this, which is intended to encourage people to move to New Hampshire sooner rather than later. And the idea is that once 1,000 people sign this, then those 1,000 people will all, they're all essentially agreeing to move to New Hampshire within the next 2 years as part of the Free State Project, if 999 other people signed the pledge. Well, as it turns out, a bunch of signatures were removed for being fake over the weekend, and that sort of erupted some controversy. And my point on this was I was the one who revealed the website that one could use in order, one of the websites, there are more than one, one of the websites that someone could easily use to easily cheat the pledge, because it's easily cheatable. It's easy to defraud the first 1,000 pledge. And that was sort of my point, in that even if you get to 1,000 signatures and it turns out that 300 of the 1,000 are invalid, technically it does make the pledge invalid, but it won't make a difference to the people who've signed the pledge because they won't know. I'm not advocating anybody scam anyone because that is wrong. It is the ends justify the means and all that. But I'm just pointing out that it doesn't matter if the names are fake or a bunch of people just drop off anyway. The people who move as a result of the first 1,000 pledge won't know the difference, period. There's no tracking of the individuals who signed the first 1,000 pledge. You don't have to be a Free State Project member to sign the first 1,000 pledge. There's no way to verify whether those people have actually gone ahead and done what they said they were going to do. You could have 1,000 people sign that pledge legitimately and only 250 people move for whatever reason. And those 250 people who moved would never know that 750 other people didn't move. Do you see what I'm saying? There's no trackability to the entire process. The entire thing is full of holes, which is why I'm pointing out that the first 1,000 pledge is more symbolism than it is anything else. It's more the idea of, yeah, let's get 1,000 people to move to New Hampshire. Does it really matter if all 1,000 move? My argument is no, it doesn't. But I'd like to hear from you what you think at 800-259-9231.
Well, I would say that I can totally understand where people are coming from on this, and when they're upset and outraged. I don't want any fraud to go on with the first 1,000 program. Mm-hmm. But I understand that there's fraud in everything, and in the idea of the leadership of the first 1,000, the leadership of the Free State Project, is to keep that fraud down. I think that everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Sure.
I would chasten you about having posted that, and you know, in the same way that I don't think it's a good idea to post a, you know, bomb schematic on the internet. I don't think it was a good idea for you to put that up there. But I understand the point that you were trying to make, and you know, I understand that you didn't defraud the system. But you know, having put it up there, I don't think it was the best and most well thought out thing you've done all year.
I've admitted at this point that it was probably a mistake, but nonetheless, I mean, the damage has been done, and now a lot of people are angry about the fact that essentially it's been revealed how easy it is to defraud this pledge bank. It was easy before I revealed the information.
That's true.
I just revealed the information, and now people are upset about it. Oh no, the Free State Project is going to crumble as a result of this. No, nothing's going to happen as a result of this. What's going to happen is the Free State Project's first 1,000 pledge is either going to make it or it's not. Now, it's either going to make it legitimately. If it makes it, it's going to be either make it legitimately or it's going to make it illegitimately. And there's no way that anyone's going to be able to tell the difference between the two. That's another point. So when you signed that first 1,000 pledge, you must have signed it knowing that there was a chance that even if it made it to 1,000 pledges, that not all 1,000 would A, be real, or B, honor their pledge.
Right. I mean, some of them are likely not to move.
Some of them are real who signed the pledge with an intention to move after 2008. I happen to know a couple of them. And I'll admit that it didn't bother me to tell them to go ahead and sign. Because I had a couple people email me and say, look, it doesn't look like I'm going to be able to make it to New Hampshire until 2009. Should I sign the pledge? I said, you know, wouldn't bother me if you did.
So there's a number of signatures. I want them to move in 2008, and I think that them signing makes it more likely that they're going to try a little harder, mm-hmm. and I think that's a good thing. I think that nobody who signed the first 1,000 program knows for certain that they're going to be able to make it by 2008.
Right, and I can't believe that anybody who signed it would be uppity about the idea that some, let's say 20, maybe 50 of the signers, might not make it until 2009. I don't think that they're going to get all upset and say, I moved to New Hampshire before 2008 and these bums are moving here in 2009. I don't think anybody's got that attitude. I just think some people are taking this a little bit too seriously. That's all. But maybe I'm wrong about this. And maybe there is a big problem that I've overlooked. 800-259-9231. So that's it. I just wanted to get that out there. I know the president of the Free State Project is coming to meet with me personally tomorrow mm-hmm. about it. And
it's his job. He's
sure.
supposed to do that. He's supposed to ferret out fraud and you know, make sure that everything's on the up and up. You can't just let these things go on unchecked, and he needs to check on it. And God bless him.
So the good news is, we don't know if they've caught all of the fraud. We just know that they caught at least two different chunks of signatures that were allegedly done by either one or two different people. And so that's all we know at this point. If there was a little fraud here and a little fraud there, we don't know if they caught that. So at this point, the good news is the vast majority of the signatures are supposedly real signatures. So that's the good news. And hopefully the better news will be that in a week's time, we'll have completed the first 1,000 pledge legitimately. And you can go and sign up yourself at freestateproject.org. That said, let's go back to Texas and their cigarette tax, which they're increasing by 343%. Did you need another reason to leave Texas? If you're a cigarette smoker, now you've got a whole dollar extra reason per pack as to why you shouldn't be in Texas.
I would like to see cigarette taxes done away with completely. Even if cigarette smoking's bad, and even if we can, we take this money from the cigarettes and apply it towards quote-unquote good causes, the government's implementing these good causes, and they're going to do it really inefficiently. I think those cigarette smokers would be better off taking the money and donating it to charities that they consider to be, good charities, than having the government get involved in all this.
So these bureaucrats believe that raising the tax on cigarettes will somehow stop kids from smoking cigarettes, which I find absurd. But nonetheless, here's some interesting statistics for you. the Texas cigarette tax will leave 15 other states with higher taxes on cigarettes. Now, their tax as of January 1st is going to become $1.41 per pack, up from 41 cents. New Jersey has the highest state tax at $2.58 per pack.
Wow.
But some communities also impose local taxes, creating a combined state-local tax of $3.66 per pack in Chicago, Illinois, for example. Anchorage, Alaska, has a tax of $3.10 per pack, and New York City taxes $3 per pack. So on the scale of things, Texas isn't really up there with the big boys, but nonetheless, this is a significant increase.
Well, we know that New York City itself has a local tax that that they've imposed that's even higher than New Jersey's. So it would be interesting to look at these places with the higher taxes. What kind of results have they had?
What, in New York City? We know what results have happened.
Some of the results have been that they're selling cigarettes individually on the street to, I would assume, poor people.
Yeah.
People are scamming the system, bringing cigarettes in. You're really allowing, black market forces, which are dangerous. I'm sorry, they're dangerous to some extent or another.
Oh, but that's okay, Mark. New York City has a cigarette interdiction squad now. That'll solve all those problems.
Great, and that costs that much more. We have to pay for the cigarette interdiction.
Well, don't you want to stop kids from smoking?
Look, the people who are in charge of kids smoking are their parents. And it's in all likelihood where they're getting the cigarettes from, by the way.
El Pasoans, by the way, will save $5 in excise taxes on every carton by shopping in neighboring New Mexico, while Texarkana shoppers could save more than $8 per carton in Arkansas. You know, how is this going to... The businesses, the convenience stores in the center of the state, they're going to be okay. Because Texas is a big state.
Right.
But the people on the border, the people living nearby the bordering states, which all of them actually have lower taxes... They're all going to cross over the border, and those convenience stores that are within, 5 miles from the border of Texas, they're going to be hurting as a result of this. And I guess it's okay in the bureaucrats' minds. We'll sacrifice these people's businesses in the hopes that kids will stop smoking because they have to pay an extra dollar. Hello? Kids buy alcohol every weekend. They can afford a dollar increase. More's on the way. Hour 2's coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Free.